Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline with the 2025 champion of the Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament, Ashley Kirkland, a repeat winner here on WREF. Hey, Ashley, really appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how does it feel? I mean, this one compared to last year when you won a season ago. So how does it feel to win your second?
It feels so good to win the second, and especially to win a tournament in our community. It's just amazing.
I feel like this tournament and this event has grown as the game has grown, and the game has grown as women's sports have grown. You've been around this event for a while, longer than you've actually been competing in it. I know your sister's been competing in it. This is the 50th annual Women's City Golf Tournament in Evansville. So how have you seen the game grow locally here?
Locally, it's grown a lot. There's definitely a lot more girls, especially like with my experience at Castle. We have had so many more girls joining the team, just seeing all the good accomplishments that we've had. And they just want to be like us and want to continue and help the game grow. It's really cool to see.
Really, really cool to see. Cool to talk about here on WREF, right here on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway. In Evansville tradition since 1972, that little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Ashley, what was the key to your success last weekend, winning your second consecutive Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament?
The key to winning was just playing my own game and just letting the birdies and the eagles happen where they were. And I was just lucky to have some of my putts fall, and I was just playing consistent pretty much all weekend.
You played consistent all weekend. You had a couple of holes there that kind of looked like, you know, you were losing a little bit of that Kirkland touch, and that was at Rolling Hills on Sunday. Now, you had a pretty comfortable lead, but then again, your sister, who plays at Marion, she's kind of creeping up from behind you on Sunday at Rolling Hills. Was there ever a moment that you, I don't know, felt a little bit uncomfortable with how your lead felt and where you stood in the tournament? Because, again, you built up that really big cushion, but you had a couple of doubles in there, a bogey in there. So how did that feel in real time?
I didn't ever feel like I was going to lose the lead. I just was it was very unfortunate to have those big numbers, but I mean, that was golf. I couldn't, some of it was luck. Some of it was just a bad swing here and there, but overall I felt like I handled it very well, and that's what caused me to win the tournament.
Yeah, that certainly is golf, and that's a professional mindset you have there versus when I'm playing. I just pick up the ball and I say, you know what, give me double par and let's move on. But yeah, you can't do that in the Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament. You mentioned the word consistency, and I'd imagine that that is probably the word to describe your tee shots this past weekend, especially with the driver. I mean, you just kept on hitting fairway after fairway. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was Sunday at Rolling Hills. The front nine, you didn't miss a single fairway. How and why?
I mean, I was just dialed in on that front nine especially. I was just waiting for the chances to get these birdies. I was just fairways, greens, and that was just my game plan, was to try to hit as many fairways and greens as I could. And my driver this weekend was just on.
Now, that all started at Fendrick on Saturday. You go 5-under, 3-under on the turn. Obviously, you've played Fendrick a bunch. Is it you knowing the course, or is there something about the course that lends itself well to the way you play?
Knowing the course definitely helps, because even if you don't play the front nine good, you know that the back there's a lot of scoring holes. But, I mean, I just played it very well. I would say that it was half knowing the course and half just how I was playing that day.
You've played with your sister a bunch. Obviously, she also went to Castle. You grew up together, so you've played with her a lot. I don't know how much you've really played against her in a real tournament like this past weekend. What was it like, especially not only playing in the same event, but with her kind of hot on your tail in second place, and she finishes in second place as well? What was that dynamic like?
It was so much fun playing against her. The first hole, we both were about the same distance out, and she asked which one of us is out, and I said, I don't know, go step your putt off, and everyone started laughing. It was just a good atmosphere to be around and to compete with her and just have that little family feud going there for a little bit. It's just really cool to both be good enough to be in the final group.
So that's obviously that's bragging rights that'll last for at least a year, I'd imagine. What do you do to rub it in to Big Sister, like, hey, I got your number in 2025? What is the bragging rights scenario behind closed doors in the Kirkland household? I could tell you this: I'm a twin brother. If I beat my brother in, it doesn't matter what we're playing, whether it be a golf tournament or just a game of Scrabble at home, I'm going to make sure that he knows I'm rubbing it in. So what are you doing to your sister?
I don't really like to rub it in, but technically I just stay quiet. But she was trying to rub it in at the award ceremony. She got this big gold plate and she was like, mine is way better than yours. And she was trying to like rub that in my face. But besides that, there's not much around here. We love each other so much that it's kind of hard to want to rub it in.
No, of course. Ashley Kirkland here on WREF. The Ref's Call is driven by D. Patrick Nissan. And I'm Brad Klein, a repeat champion back-to-back for the Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament, a Castle graduate, Xavier commit. Obviously, your game is in a really, really good spot. Like you said, you used the word dialed to describe this past weekend. And hard not to agree with that, with you finishing as the only competitor, I believe, under par for the tournament, for the event. So obviously, you are dialed in your game, and that's certainly good news for the Xavier fans, the Musketeer fans. How do you feel as you prepare for the next step in your college career and getting ready for this upcoming season at Xavier?
I feel very good about it, especially with how my game's trending. And I have a couple more tournaments that will be more like college-like. So it'll be good and a good test to my game in college. I'm super excited.
When you say the way your game is trending, I mean, what has been the trend in your game? What are you working on, improving upon? Because that's the thing about golf. You're never done improving and honing.
Yeah, right now it's more about the short game and trying to get the wedges good so that if you ever make a mistake, you have those wedges and you can save par with them. So chipping and putting is really where you save all those strokes.
Again, Ashley Kirkland is here on WREF, the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. You know, going back to this past weekend, obviously we talked about the rough patch that you had at Rolling Hills on Sunday. That's not to really dwell on the negative. It's really a positive that you were able to bounce back. The bounce back happened with an eagle and, I believe, a birdie to finish the round. And that's obviously a really cool moment for you. I think you had two eagles, correct me if I'm wrong. What was maybe your favorite moment, your favorite hole, your favorite shot from this past weekend en route to your second consecutive Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament?
Yeah, I had two eagles at Findrick and then one at Rolling, but my favorite shot was definitely the shot in 18 with everyone watching and it just sticking it and then having a 6-foot putt for eagle, which is crazy, but I think that definitely has to be my favorite shot.
You know, Ashley, we've had you on this show before, and it's been really fun for me, at least, to see your game grow, and you've been really good about coming on. I don't know if you remember this. I always ask this of our golf guests for a golf tip. We're always trying to improve our game, and as you continue to succeed, us golfers, recreationally at least, we're living vicariously through you. Give us some tips. How do we improve our game to play like an Evansville City Golf champion?
That one's tough. But I would definitely have to say is work on your putting. I mean, that's where you save strokes. People who 3-putt, 4-putt, you're just losing strokes. You need 2-putt every hole. So I would just say spend a lot of time on your putting.
You know, I got one of those air putt platforms for my living room. You know those where you can jack up the side of it? And that has not helped at all. It's a lot of fun in my living room, and I seem really good at putting in the living room. And then I get out on the golf course, I 3-putt, and I turn to my friend and I say, well, it's a good thing I spent $400 on that air putt thing. Am I right? All it's done is live rent-free in my head. I'm just letting you know. So I don't know about that when it comes to the putting practice, because I feel like I'm doing everything I can as far as putting practice goes. Anyway, Ashley Kirkland here on WRUF, the ref's call driven by D. Patrick Nissan. Really cool to see you compete again and win again in the Evansville Women City Golf Tournament. Can we expect you back soon? I know that when college hits, it's going to be a different wave for you in your life and your career, but hey, we want to see you back in this tournament again next year.
Yes, I will do everything I can to be back in this tournament. I love coming back every year. It's so amazing to be there with all the crowds and everyone from your community cheering you on. It's one of my favorite tournaments.
I love it. I love it. Again, Ashley Kirkland, really appreciate your time. Congratulations again on winning the event, on beating your sister, but more importantly, winning the event. And good luck with your next step to Xavier. It's obviously it's a great campus, great community up in Cincinnati, great program. So good luck there. We know you're going to do great things, and we can't wait to follow along.
All right, thank you so much.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WRUF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.